Marines arrive at Guantanamo Bay to bolster migrant detention infrastructure. The U.S. president wasn't kidding when he announced his intention to send undocumented immigrants to the Guantanamo Bay. U.S. Marines have arrived at Guantanamo Bay to strengthen migrant detention infrastructure, a move that underscores President Donald Trump's hardline immigration policies. The White House confirmed on Sunday that forces had been deployed to the island to assist in expanding the Migrant Operations Center, reinforcing efforts to house undocumented migrants. A joint Instagram post from the White House, President Trump, and Vice President J.D. Vance featured images of a military aircraft landing at Guantanamo Bay, with a caption stating, "U.S. Marines have arrived at Guantanamo Bay to support the Department of Defense and Homeland Security in the expansion of the Migrant Operations Center, advancing President Trump's mission to protect Americans and secure our nation." According to the Daily Mail, more than 150 service members are currently stationed at the facility to assist in operations related to the detention of undocumented migrants. The U.S. Navy's Southern Command initially made a similar announcement but quickly removed it from its website. Before it was deleted, the post read, "U.S. military troops arrive at Naval Station Guantanamo Bay for operations to remove illegal aliens." Guantanamo Bay, commonly referred to as Gitmo, is primarily known for detaining suspected terrorists, including individuals involved in the September 11, 2001 attacks. The expansion of migrant detention at the naval base comes as the administration struggles to find adequate facilities to house the increasing number of individuals awaiting deportation. According to the Daily Mail, the Marines deployed to Cuba for this mission include members of the 1st Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division, as well as elements of U.S. Southern Command and U.S. Army South Troops. Despite Trump's aggressive stance on immigration, the administration is facing pushback from countries unwilling to accept deported nationals. The Daily Mail reports that Colombian President Gustavo Petro recently refused to allow the return of Colombian migrants transported on U.S. military aircraft, leading to a diplomatic dispute between the two leaders. Meanwhile, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem has not ruled out the possibility of detaining migrant children at Guantanamo Bay. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Noem was asked whether women, children, and families could be housed at Gitmo. While emphasizing that the administration's priority is deporting criminal migrants, she acknowledged that all available detention centers could be utilized. "I think you're well aware that we have other detention centers, other places in the country," Noem told NBC's Kristen Welker, adding that the administration would use existing facilities, as appropriate, based on the needs of the detainees. As part of Trump's broader border security initiative, the administration has already deployed 1,500 additional soldiers and Marines to reinforce the 2,500 troops already stationed along the U.S.-Mexico border, according to the Daily Mail. The president's immigration plan includes deploying a total of 10,000 troops to secure the border, combat illegal immigration, and curb human and drug trafficking. Trump's expansion of military involvement and the use of Guantanamo Bay for migrant detention are expected to reignite debates over the administration's immigration policies, particularly regarding the treatment of asylum seekers and undocumented families. Source: Daily Mail.